Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The book Ladies Make It Your Time Now by Mia M. Fuji has been described as a guide on how to get the best you, find the best you, to fulfill what you want in life. A book that will inspire and help you to enjoy the journey to the best you, whether it be the top of a major corporation or to be the best whatever you decide to be. The book is unique because it's written by a female who started out, as most females do, thinking she was doing all the right things to find the right job and further her career. Well, along the way, she learned a few things that she shares in her book. Mia is a third-generation Japanese-American U.S. citizen, born and raised in Southern California, a graduate of the University of California at Irvine with a Bachelor's of Science degree in Electrical Engineering. The author of Ladies, Make It Your Time Now, Mia M. Fuji, joining us on This Week in America. Mia, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Hello, Rick. Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure, and I'm reading this book, and I'm thinking, especially from that introduction I just did, this is what the book you wish you would have had when you started off on your professional career.
Exactly the point. Yep.
And the book, and I like the title, Ladies Make It Your Time Now. This is not a book that sort of meanders and takes a lot of time to get to the point. You actually, when you read the book, it's very easy to read. It is a guide that will get you going in the right direction. And you basically give us a number of things that we can do right away. This is not like a six-month process to start making changes, is it?
No, not at all. I've had some of the women who have gotten back to me on this book, they've been able to read the whole book on an airplane flight. So it is very easy to read, and it's meant to be that for whether it's a student or someone traveling, it's very easy to pick up some great tips from the book.
Yeah, the book is full of those, and the book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. It focuses on the female looking to enter a predominantly male-dominated industry. And when you stop and think about that, there really aren't a whole lot of books out there that take on that topic, are there?
Not that I could find, and I really felt that it's needed out there. A lot of women.
Yeah, and I mentioned it's one you could have used as you were starting off. Talk about some of the obstacles that you personally ran into in the beginning. Once you started to get into out of college with a degree and you're out there in the professional world, what were some of the surprises that you found?
I think for me it was very difficult because as an engineering student coming out of college, I was very, very shy. And I found that when you get out there in the big blue world at a job, being shy is not an asset. It's very important that you understand how to communicate with others and be vocal. And that's something that I wasn't trained on as a female going into the workplace.
And you sort of guide us through that in the book. The book is Ladies, Make It Your Time Now. You talk about one of the areas is stereotypes and the stereotypes that men have of women in the workplace. And you talk about a key to getting around that is passionate, but you really need to sort of control that passion too, don't you?
Exactly. I think most women are very, very, they're typecasted as emotional. And I changed that into the word passionate. We are very passionate about what we believe in. And I give some tips on how to control that and be well perceived by others. And it's not actually just men, it's powerful women as well. They look for women to have control of their emotions and have a passion for what they do instead.
You know, you've got a quote that I really like from your husband in the book, and he's talking about enjoying the journey. And so often we focus on the negatives. Things may go wrong, and we take them home, and that's all we think about, where a lot of things probably went well that we don't focus on. Enjoy the journey. Talk about the importance of that, because those are three words that we really need to keep in mind.
Oh, absolutely. I really appreciate you pointing out that particular quote. That's something I live by with my husband. He says, enjoy it, because life is to enjoy. And there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. And I think we as females especially, we're very hard on ourselves and we tend to be overly critical at times. And so it's times like that where we need to slow it down and reflect and look at what's really going on. And I think that's something unique to women. I do think men need to understand that. And that's something I talk about in the book on how to get through that. And I think they're helpful tips and they're easy to implement. And it's fast to change the way you think about things.
And a lot of what you talk about in the book are your personal experiences, the things that you learned along the way that you had to adapt to in your professional career. Our guest on the program is Mia Fujii. That's F-U-J-I-I. The book is Ladies, Make It Your Time Now. Very simple to read. It's an actionable book. You can read something and implement it in your life. The first chapter of the book, you talk about why women try to enter a male-dominated field. And talk about that. You wanted a management role. You were pregnant, and you struggle with what so many women do. Do I even acknowledge that at this point that I am pregnant? But you got a promotion during that period, I understand.
And I'm so glad you brought that out, Rick. I'm actually very proud to state that my company did promote me. I was actually 8 months pregnant when that happened. And I put that in the book especially. I want to let women know that you don't have to stop your goals in life, your life at all. You can take on whatever you want to. And there are companies that will allow you to take management positions, even if you're pregnant or you have plans to raise a family. In this day and age, there are so many opportunities for women. And that's why I put that in the book is, yes, Rick, I was 8 months pregnant when I interviewed for the sales management position, and I got it. I was really excited. My manager was fantastic.
You know,
he saw that I had the qualities and the qualifications that he wanted for the position, and I had made a decision that I would be coming back to work and work full time and do an excellent job. And so that worked out really well for me. I took that risk on taking that personal challenge and going for a sales management position when I was 8 months pregnant.
And you'll get motivated as you're reading that story and all the stories in the book, Ladies, Make It Your Time Now. You talk about opportunities that are out there. One of the chapters you're talking about why it's important to know about STEM, important to look at all the angles because of the probability of success. I was just reading again today an article on STEM and more women entering that field. Talk about that and how you go about, okay, we hear that there are a number of opportunities out there. How do we close the deal? How do we aggressively pursue something and make that dream come true?
Well, the good news is, Rick, there's a lot of companies looking for women with STEM career objectives. And the way we go about that is we build our history in what we do in our current either studies or in our current way we engage with opportunities or events around us that is STEM-related, and there's so many out there for women to look into. There's many organizations, there's many events around there. But the main thing I want to say about that is if you go into the STEM field as a female, you will get hired. You will get hired at a higher salary than many other fields. And so I highly recommend that even though it's a little bit more challenging to stick through those tough college courses and actually have to stand out sometimes that you're the only woman in the class, do it. It's worth it. STEM careers are fantastic. They're very rewarding, and there's a lot of opportunities with companies out there today for that.
Yeah, and you basically tell us how to go about doing that in the book, Ladies, Make It Your Time Now. Mia Fujii, our guest on the program, book available at bookventure.com in the bookstore, of course, Amazon and all the usual places as well. You talk about something that I'm sure you and many, many women have to deal with, and that's perception. You talk about perception is everything when it comes to having the opportunity to rise in the company, especially if you are a woman. Talk about that because perception, unfortunately, too often is reality in the eyes of some.
Yes, and the reason why I mention that is a lot of times when we walk into a meeting as a female, we are the only woman in the room. And the only female in the room. And that does immediately bring attention upon us. And I think it's very important that we prepare in advance for those opportunities, that we do put our best foot forward. And I talk in the book on specific ways to prepare for meetings and how to present yourself in the best possible way in any environment, whether it's in the business world or just if we're not going to be in the business world, if we're surrounded by men and something off-site or an event, how to put your best foot forward and get the best results and be perceived in the proper way.
One of the areas you talk about, and I think it applies to everybody, you talk about doing self-assessment. And so often we don't honestly self-assess. Talk about the importance of that, because if you're sort of lying to yourself, misrepresenting yourself to yourself, you're not really getting far ahead, are you?
Oh, that's so true. Rick, that's a very important point, is that self-assessment, and it took me a while to actually realize that in my own career, is there's certain strengths and weaknesses that each of us have, and sometimes we're not even aware of what those are, and it's good to have a surrounding support network to help us identify with those. But if we're not true to ourselves and really self-assess well, it's very hard to become successful in what you want to be successful in, because you end up actually telling little white lies to yourself, and you're not being true to yourself. So when you do that, you tend to go off track. So what in my book, I talk about how to do that self-assessment and how to gain from that a better future path for yourself.
Very important.
Very difficult to do. It's very hard for us to be honest with ourselves.
Yeah,
I know firsthand it's very hard.
Well, it is. When you think about that, it's like, okay, I really wasn't truthful to myself as I was trying to do the self-assessment, and you find out you're creating more harm than good. It's all in the book.
Correct.
Ladies, make it your time now. Mia M. Fuji is the author, F-U-J-I-I. Book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A chapter you talk about preparing for success, and this is so important. An element of that is the right look for success. And you hear so often, okay, now I've got the job. How do I present myself? Talk about that and how we get around that.
I think there's several tips I put in the book, and I'm not going to give all the tips away.
Yes.
But you're right. I do give several tips on how to present yourself correctly, and it is really important that you pay attention to the little details of how you present yourself, and because you may only get one chance, one opportunity, and that first opportunity may be ruined for the rest of your follow-on future career. So I think you do have to read the book to know what those little tips are, because I think they're subtle, but they're very, very important.
And they come from your years of experience in the workforce, not only your experiences, but observational powers as well, in seeing what was working and how to integrate into the workforce. One chapter there, all of them were very interesting. This one in particular, it's so important, I think, again, for everybody. The mind is more powerful than you think. Talk about that, because sometimes we get ourselves in trouble with our minds, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I put that chapter in there because I know from a female perspective, we often talk to ourselves a lot, and our mind gets us so caught up in things that it keeps us from doing what we need to do or should do. And so I talk about that in the book because I want people to not feel uncomfortable or out of place or strange that they do that. Our minds are extremely powerful. They can keep us from doing the very things we need to do if we're not talking positively to our minds or feeding our minds with the right information. So I talk about that in the book because I think we as women especially, we tend to think a lot about things, like almost overthink things. And I think that can be very harmful if it's not controlled.
That's
why I wrote about that.
Well, yeah, and it's very excellent information in the book, Ladies, Make It Your Time Now. Another chapter you talk about what others think of you does and does not matter, how to gauge what is most important. And I'll just talk about your experiences as you entered the workforce, and you know you're a woman in a male-dominated field. How important is it what other people think? And I'm sure that's a question that you wrestled with. You're not only trying to be true to yourself and do the best job, the best that you can, you're probably concerned about what other people are thinking and maybe doing the job to please them as much as to please you.
Exactly, Rick. What I was putting in that chapter was something that I realized from the day I was born, how women were raised to really actually do care about what are the things other people think of us. And as I grew up, it just became really apparent in when I started working that I started really thinking, what are other people thinking of me? Because I was at the point where I was realizing that it could be career limiting what certain individuals were thinking about me. So I put that chapter specifically in there to help guide women a little bit more in the direction that I should have started thinking of. But it really doesn't matter what other people think of you, as long as you're not doing something illegal or immoral or something to hurt someone else. If you're going towards your goals and you're focused on where your strengths are and how you can contribute to your company or or whatever event you're participating in at the time, then it's really not something you should be focusing on. You shouldn't focus on what other people are thinking of you. You should focus more on what you're able to contribute and your strengths and what you can do. And that's what the book talks about in that particular chapter, because I do think a lot of women, particularly myself, like you said, personal experience, I struggled with that. You know, I constantly worried about what other people thought of me, and I thought it would hurt my career. And it turns out I was really off on some of those thoughts, and it was really time wasted. And I wrote the book in that chapter so that women that are trying to succeed don't put so much energy into thinking about what others think about them, but put more energy into what they can do to further their own goals and aspirations in their career.
The book really deals with how to be and present the best you. The book is Ladies, Make It Your Time Now. Mia M. Fuji, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left in the show. I mentioned the Bachelor's of Science degree in electrical engineering. Talk about the process in choosing that particular major, choosing that particular job line. It wasn't that many years ago when somebody would go, is that really something you want to do? Were there any hesitations when you decided this was an occupation I would like to pursue?
I actually was a little concerned at first on, you know, how I would be able to do in that particular field. In college, I actually was surprised at how well I did do in college in that area, and I was excited once I graduated. But I was a little bit skeptical on, you know, how would it work out once I got into the big blue world and started working. And I was actually pleasantly surprised at how easily I got a job and was hired. But then once I got into the world, I wanted to find out how I can learn and grow. And I think I did come across some challenges, but I did get the right degree, and it got me into some great opportunities. A STEM role that had a great salary, and I just started working through some of those concerns I had initially, and over time I realized I did the right thing for me. It was a great career choice to start with an electrical engineering degree because there weren't very many women in it. And I was typically the only female in a lot of meetings I was involved with and a lot of jobs that I held within the companies I worked for.
And if you think, boy, being in that position would be sort of difficult, you might feel sort of intimidated, all of those emotions that Mia went through, she talks about to help other people get through them with a little more knowledge than she had at the time, because she's actually been on the front line in doing that. The book is Ladies, Make It Your Time Now. I got about a minute left. What's this writing experience been like for you? Are you working on another book? Because this is so well written, so helpful, so right to the point. Are you working on something else?
So, Rick, I'm so glad you asked that question. This is my first book, and all my life I wanted to write a book. And I only wrote the book at the encouragement of my friends and family who said, you know, a lot of the things you've learned and taught us, you should write a book. And I would encourage anybody who hears that when they're walking down the street, they should write a book, because it has been a wonderful experience. I've appreciated the folks at Book Venture who helped me, as well as you, Rick, with helping me go through the experience of being a first-time author. And to answer your question, I do plan on writing more books. I don't have one written right now to release, but I do, because the experience I've found from this is, having not been an author before, and now that can say that I'm a published author, to me what being an author is my way to give back. It's a way to give back what I know, what I've learned to others. And that, to me, is very fulfilling. It really makes me happy to be able to give back to others, so they won't have to experience some of the stress and anxieties that I felt while I was going through my life. And I think being an author to me now means a whole different thing now that I am an author. I just think so highly of authors, people who are out there writing words, they're gifts to others. And so I do plan to write another book. I can't tell you what the title will be, but I know I will write another book at some point. This has been a very exciting experience for me.
Well, I will be looking forward to that. You are a very talented writer, and the book has helped a number of people and will continue to do so. The book is Ladies, Make It Your Time Now, Mia M. Fuji, F-U-J-I-I, the author. The book's available at bookventure.com at the bookstore. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon and all the usual places. And you can go directly to thisweekinamerica.us and link on directly with information on the book. Mia, I enjoyed reading the book, enjoyed having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Rick, for having me. Really appreciate it.
It is our pleasure. Once again, the book, Ladies, Make It Your Time Now, Mia M. Fuji, the author. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.